Watch the petals from the flowers fall, curling leaves as the dark comes earlier. Clouds are covering the sun rays up, winds start blowing and they're carrying the dust. This happens every year this time. There's no warning, no alarm will chime. To us visitors it still is puzzling why. Just a speck on the timeline. Universe, just a word we can define. We make weapons of destruction and poison, knowing too well what a life we have chosen. And it seems that this might be the end, that we've caused so much damage she can make. But this world won't go easy, so my friend, she's singing, let me do the things I need to do. I rebuild myself, I see it through. Even when these people are gone, after you've ruined me top to bottom, let me grow the things I need to grow. I will sow the seeds I need to sow. Got the power to change, you never see it, but I planted it in your heart. And when it's real,
yo, 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 it's your boy JB with Reggae 360. This is episode number 19 of For the Vibes. And I am here with somebody that is so special, he goes beyond an introduction. The most high, the most special individual we've ever had on this podcast, Mr. Mark. What up, dude? How you doing?
The most special individual.
I know you feel strongly about that.
Thank you.
I know you don't like when I say people are more special than you, man. So you know, I figured I'd give you that service.
I'm a sensitive man, JB.
Are, so. That came out of the last episode, I feel like. We should probably talk about that. I mean, we got a little turned up, man. It was a good episode, though.
It was
man.
A good episode. And I have a funny feeling today's gonna be even better.
Today's gonna be better.
Better.
You know why? Because I have an even more special individual on the phone with us right now, Mark. She is a marvelous woman who has a lot going on right now. Some say she is the coolest thing happening in New York City right now. She's a woman with a silky smooth voice with hints of burnt amber and dried cognac. She's a woman with a style unmatched, a swagger off the charts, and a band full of insanely talented individuals. And you know what? She's got a lot going on. Miss Joanna, how are you?
Doing really well. Thank you guys so much for having me on here this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're honored and we're privileged. We are big fans of yours. And for people that don't know, Joanna Teeters, she is the vocal component of the band Sundub. And Sundub's a very interesting band. Am I right? I mean, just taking a step back and looking how everything came together and who you guys are, you have a very interesting story to tell. Can you maybe paint a picture, Joanna, for the fans, the people at home? Let them know just kind of who you are, what your band represents, and speak to Sundub a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, Sundub is the most exciting thing happening in reggae music in Facts. Brooklyn and New York these days, in my very unbiased, humble opinion.
Totally agree.
Sundub is a band that came together a couple of years ago, kind of playing pretty chill residencies around Brooklyn. My brother, Ben Teeters, who's the drummer and kind of my co-band leader, we've been playing together a lot of music since we were young kids. We come from a really musical family. And somewhere when we were both in high school, like kind of got bitten by the reggae bug. He actually had a ska band in high school. And so got heavy into the ska thing. I also on my own time got heavy into reggae. And when we both found ourselves in Brooklyn, 2000, 13, 14, we started playing residencies with a bunch of different musicians that we knew from school, from Berklee College of Music, and just from the music scene in general in the New York area. So after holding down a couple different residencies through the years, we started to really, you know, kind of feel like we had to put some more time and energy and time to write some original music. And so we started to do that. And in January, we got in the studio with the bandmates that make up Sundub, which is Josh Carter on bass, Eric Toussaint on keys, Finnegan Singer on guitar, and my brother Ben and myself. And we got in the studio and recorded a full-length album. It's coming out June 13th.
June 13th, coming out. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to listen to that album.
Yeah. And
the interesting thing...
It's really exciting.
I love it. The interesting thing is that you know, I know you said you got bit by the reggae bug, and I know you've got Sundub, but even preceding that, you've always had a career in music. You just looking at some of your solo work, right? You've mm-hmm. toured solo. You've been kind of developing this voice, this craft. I mean, was reggae kind of your first love? I mean, or do you also kind of dabble in some other styles of music? I mean, speak to kind of your craft, your art, and how you got to this point.
Absolutely. So, yeah, like I said, I came from a really musical family. When I was in middle school, I had an opportunity to, like, you know, kind of dive into soul R&B music. Some of the first songs that I was kind of, you know, tried out singing for the first time were, like, songs by Aretha Franklin, Temptations, Linda Ronstadt.
Linda
so Ronstadt. Started writing my own original music with some friends, namely my bass player in my own project. His name is Ben Carr.
Shout
We've been making
Ben.
Music together since 2010, which mm-hmm. has kind of gone more in the direction of soul, R&B, hip-hop, neo-soul sort of stuff. And so I've released two albums under my own name over the last year and a half, one called Warmer When It Rains, one called Back to Brooklyn. Those definitely represent the soul, R&B, Motown, the love that I have, and that's very often where my original music would kind of spawn from. I found myself being driven to write that kind of music. That's what came naturally to me. But what was funny is that ever since I was, you know, 14, 15 years old, if I'm not listening to soul R&B music, I'm listening to reggae, like, solely.
Yes.
And that's always been true, even when I didn't have a reggae band to play with and it wasn't necessarily something that I was performing or writing. It's always been in my head. It's always been in my headphones. And I just really came to connect in the same way that I connected with the voices of, you know, artists like Erykah Badu and Nina Simone and India Arie.
Yes.
I also came to connect with just as strongly with the voices of Bob Marley and Barris Hammond and Gregory Isaacs and Marsha Griffiths and Phyllis Dillon, people like that.
Damn, those are some legends that you listed off. And it's interesting because hearing your voice, my first introduction to you guys, first of all, whoever runs your social media, I've said this on a previous episode when we were talking about some of the singles that you guys put out, whoever runs your social media should get a promotion because you guys hit the socials hard and just got on the map, on the radar. And that was kind of my first.
That's amazing to hear you say that. It's myself and my brother that do all the social media. He's like an incredible graphic designer. And so pretty much every post that you've seen on our Instagram or our website is all made by him. So it's a group effort, but right now it's all us.
Well, I mean, that you definitely got attention. You definitely generated some buzz. You definitely caught my eye. And as I kind of look further into you guys as a band, the first thing that stood out was your voice, you know, and that's what we talked about, some of the, you know, some of the background and some of your influences, whether it's reggae or R&B, and actually just doing a little bit of research, like, we were kind of blown away. I mean, some of the accolades you have, you know, some of the interesting things we found on Instagram, for example, you got a shout out in Ebony magazine. Is that right?
Did we? I don't even know.
Yeah, according to your Instagram back, you know, back in the day, it looks like.
Magazine?
Yeah, you said you got recognition, you know, for according to Instagram. I could be wrong. Also, in addition to that, you got some music that's being sold in Japan. Is that right? Maybe I was on the wrong Instagram, but it looks like Tower Records.
My music has been I have like a small distribution deal for my own music under Joanna Teeters in Japan.
Gotcha.
So my music is sold on like Tower Records and stuff over in Tokyo. But I don't believe that Sundub has got. I mean, we haven't had a record out.
Oh, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you.
At midnight, so
your solo solo work. But no worries. I think that. The point is, you have a distinguished background, and it seems like that's what Sundub is. It is a collection of very distinguished. Mark's laughing at me because I got my research wrong. It happens. You know what?
Well, I don't
Dude,
know
we've
if
had
you
19
did. I don't
episodes
know.
Of this thing.
I don't
okay?
know if you got your maybe you got your research
wrong.
Right, and
that's
she doesn't recall
true.
The
it's possible. It's
Ebony
possible.
Feature.
So that's a crazy fact to get wrong. Whatever. Anyways,
it's all good, man. It's all
yes,
good.
Yes. So Sundub is a collection of. Mark's cracking me up right now. Sundub is a collection of very distinguished musicians, and obviously you being one, your brother is very talented. You guys have been playing music your whole lives. I know people in the band have been affiliated with reggae rock names like Cass Haley, you know.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you guys collaborate a lot with musicians that come into New York. I mean, can you talk about that? Can you talk about kind of the vibe that you guys bring where you maybe when people come into New York, you kind of collaborate. It seems like you just kind of bring in other talented musicians. Is that a big part of kind of what you guys do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's really how the band got started. You know, the band known as Sundub got started that way. As I mentioned, we had some residencies, you know, at different establishments in Brooklyn over the last couple of years, like from 2014 through 2019. Some of them really long-standing. You know, we had one at a place called Battery Harris that ran for about a year and a half, 2 years, and it really just became an awesome like weekly get together.
Mm-hmm.
And musicians and reggae fans alike, live music fans, would come and hang out knowing that, you know, we would be playing some of our own house set, the first set, and then the second set would open up to, you know, whatever, you know, sometimes we had a rotating cast of like 40 different musicians that would come up, percussionists, singers, guitarists, like every instrument, horn players that would sit in. All of a sudden we would have like a 5-piece horn section for the second set. You know, it was just a very inclusive, I mean, reggae is inclusive music, and it was just a great opportunity to like, just have a foundation of, we're here, come by, sit in, play with us. And that's how it grew. That's how it came together. So Sundub is really like kind of a collective of musicians, and we've been blessed to collaborate with people like Bakiti Kumalo from Paul Simon's band, Larry McDonald, who's toured with people like Lee Scratch Perry, Jill Scott Heron, and Easy Star All-Star crew.
Wow.
You know, it's just been amazing. And it just speaks to people wanting to make connections and build relationships and make music.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting too is like, so we're from the Northeast, we're from New England, right? And the reggae scene here is growing. I mean, we've got some good bands coming from Boston. We've got the Elevators, who we shout out about every episode because we love them. We've got Joe Sambo, we've got Buddhafly, we've got some great talent in New England. And
awesome.
When I think about New York, I don't know. I there's a great music scene. And you guys are obviously like putting a breath of fresh air into the reggae scene there. Are there other reggae rock bands in New York? I mean, is there like a good scene? Is there a scene that doesn't in New England that we don't know about? Can you speak to kind of the scene down there?
Definitely. I mean, I think the majority of the reggae scene is comprised of people that are passing, or at least reggae shows and reggae presence are people that are passing through and playing big shows.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm talking specifically, you know, kind of roots rock reggae, like what we're doing is like kind of soul
R&B
reggae. So, you know, there's a whole scene that's like the, you know, more hip hop influenced dance hall scene. There's a lot of artists that are coming up and doing their thing here. But yeah, there's a lot of bands. I mean, Royal Chaos is based up in Brooklyn. They have another residency called, or not residency, just kind of session that happens every week called Voice Out. That's been amazing. Oh. You know, Taj Weeks and Adoa, they're based out in Long Island. Our keyboard player Eric plays with them as well. The Saturators are playing out here. There's amazing musicians, especially in the reggae scene, that are popping up. And yeah, I think the answer is yes.
I like it. I'm going to hop on the train to come down to New York City, because anyone that knows me knows that I love dance hall. I love to just
me too.
Get buck wild in that dance hall. So I might have to make my way down to New York.
I've seen it happen. Yeah, firsthand experience.
Yeah.
He does it.
So let's talk about this album. I mean, you guys obviously put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this thing. It's a culmination of, you know, years of hard work, of talent coming together at the right time. Can you just tell the people what to expect with this album, what this album means to you? I mean, talk about it a little bit. Let the people hear in your voice what this album is.
Absolutely. So this album is entitled Burden of Love. It's coming out at midnight on June 13th. And this is our debut album of all original music. It was extremely collaborative. The writing process was extremely collaborative. We really decided to do this album like in maybe September, October of last year. So September, October, 2018, when January rolled around, we booked a studio for 3 days, maybe had 4 or 5, 6 writing sessions where we got together and talked about what we wanted to hear on this album. You know, what songs had people been writing on their own that they wanted to bring to the table. So over the course of 3 days at Galaxy Smith Studios in Brooklyn with our friend Tim Walsh, who engineered the sessions, we tracked an entire record. So it's 8 songs, well, 9 with a dub remix. And what to expect? I mean, it's hard for me to get away from the soulfulness of music. I mean, I need that. I need a real heavy dose. and my voice doesn't really let me get away from that either. You know, I try to play around with other sounds, other textures and things, but this is a roots reggae album with some heavy soul inflections, some funk inflections, some political stuff, some love songs, just really good feel-good music. It's a great summer soundtrack. You know, some of these songs I've performed, like songs like Close to Me, you know, I wrote with some of my bandmates from my own Joanna Teeters project, and they allowed me, kind of gave me the permission to take it to Sundub. And actually, on Close to Me, my bass player, my drummer Zane West, is playing bass on this track. He's kind of guest on the record. But it's just feel good music. It's real feel good music. Eric That's Toussaint, awesome. Who's our keyboard player, is featured as a vocalist on one of the songs. You know, there's some R&B stuff. There's some funk stuff. There's some root stuff. There's some little hints of dance hall. That gritty stuff. Gritty shit.
Damn,
that's a huge shit. Mix of different sounds.
A melting pot of vibrations. Yeah.
Well, that's super important to all of us. You know, we all play in so many different types of bands. You know, like, just quickly as a rundown, I mean, our bass player Josh has been a fixture bass player in like the jam band scene for a couple of years, playing with Haley Jane and the Primates. They're based up in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah, Boston, very familiar.
Boston area. I don't know if you're familiar with Haley Jane. She's amazing.
Yeah. She's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so Josh comes from, like, you know, this rock jam band scene. Eric Toussaint has played with every reggae artist in the world. I mean, he's on tour with Shaka Demus and Pliers. He's on tour with Taj Weeks, on tour with Jesse Royal. Just killing the scene, you know, first call reggae keyboard player kind of guy. And Finn is a nasty funk guitar player who never really lets us get too far from switching up the styles. You know, he can skank his little heart out, but he's also like, yo, we got to do some funk breakdowns. We got to do some arrangement stuff. We got, you know, he's adding a real complexity and sophistication to the arrangements on the songs. And Ben and I are holding down, steering the ship in whatever way we can, you know. He's played in a lot of blues rock bands, soul R&B stuff, like you said, with Cass Haley. He's on tour right now with Satsang. They're kind of that pop reggae, hip-hop type of thing that's blowing up right now.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot going on.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
You know, I'm totally jumping ahead of myself here. I mean, the album hasn't even come out, but with all these different sounds put together on this album, where else could you guys go? Do you have like other ideas as far as different sounds and blends of different music genres, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that we're gonna go more deeply into the funk stuff.
I like it.
I imagine we're gonna go a little deeper into like the gospel sounds. You know, even with our live arrangements, we're kind of sprinkling little Motown and gospel vibes in there. Ben also plays Imbira. He's been really into like the Zimbabwe indigenous music scene, and so he plays.
I bet you didn't expect that, Mark.
I imagine we're going to go into some world music. Damn. You know, dip our toes in that for a little while. You know, there's a lot. Who knows where we're going to go.
That's so tight. I like it. You know what's funny is that Mark and I were just talking today about the reggae rock scene here in the States and about originality as a concept and how a lot of bands, like, they have that original sound. Some of our favorite bands, you know, as soon as you hear them, you're like, oh, that's who that is, because they bring that uniqueness. And, you know, judging from some of the music you guys have put out, I can't wait to see the full album. I can't wait to sink my teeth into that thing, the full album, and hear that originality that you guys are bringing, because it's so unique. It's new life. It's new blood. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, thank you. And you know, it's just one of the really amazing things that we all kind of commented on and were really feeling was just a collaborative vibe. I mean, everybody's bringing their own two cents to the writing process, the arrangement process, the recording process, but we're also being steered by like some incredible legends. You know, the whole album was mixed by Sidney Mills, who's one of the MDs and keyboard players, who's been a longtime member of Steel Pulse.
Wow.
And so sitting in the studio with him, Ben was sitting in the studio with him for like 35 hours in 1 week, mixing this whole thing down, just soaking up his energy. He was like kind of helping steer that ship, making sure that we're, you know, appealing to the ears of the tried and true reggae lovers, while also bringing something fresh and new.
You guys are doing it right. You guys are paying your dues. You guys are, you know, checking all the right boxes in terms of how to enter the scene and bring something new. So
yeah,
I respect that.
I gotta say,
respect.
Our ears are feeling really good, so keep it up.
Yes.
You mentioned like a collaborative effort and a lot of people getting involved in this record. I'm curious, is there like anybody out there in the scene that you would absolutely love to do a song with?
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, I want to get you
started. Speak it to existence.
I want to hear it.
Yeah. Put it out there in the universe.
Oh, man, there's so many. I mean, I'll give you my... I want to do a song with Chronix.
Yes.
I've been tripping off his album since the first Here Comes Trouble came out, you know, or not even Here Comes Trouble, everything before that too. Chronix, I think, is just, you know, incredible.
Really,
so Chronix, I'm a huge Anderson .Paak fan.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And he definitely dips his toes in the dance hall sounds.
Soaks them.
What was it? Off Oxnard, one of his last tracks. I forget what it was, but I was like, damn.
Who do you say, Nardwar?
He gets it. The last one off of Oxnard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
The last track of Oxnard. What is it called? I'm going to tell you right now.
We need to know.
It's called Left to Right.
Left to Right.
Left to Right.
Anyway.
Cue it up.
He definitely gets it. Who else? I mean, I don't know. There's so many people.
I could see a protégé collab too.
That's killing it. I mean, Coffee's killing it right
Coffee.
Now.
Coffee
heard
is
a voice
it.
On a track. Game over.
Damn. But what about protégé? I just said protégé. JB gave me a look, but protégé just
Oh yeah,
he meshes with everybody.
It sounds like anyone
Protégé's killing. Oh yeah, he has to get Protégé on a track.
Right,
he works hard, man. That dude is he's no joke.
Nah, he's one of my favorite.
He's putting in work. He's putting in the time.
Grinding. Absolutely.
Sounds like anyone grinding. That's on that kind of like that Roots revival vibe would be a good fit for you. So
yeah,
that's dope.
You're reviving Roots, JB.
I'm trying to. Joanna, I know. Yeah. We are getting near the time where we need to wrap this up because you are a very busy woman, right? And I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, please, take care of that voice, that golden voice. Like maybe go drink some, like, I don't know, chamomile tea, put some Vicks Vapor Rub on it. I don't know, just make sure
put that you keep Vicks that Vapor Rub on
keep that thing intact because we need it. We love it.
Definitely.
And we want more.
Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I will take care. It's important. I always get enough sleep.
That's
important.
As hard as it is out here, yeah. I always do my best to get enough sleep because no matter what, people will tell you all kinds of bullshit things about how to keep your voice correct. I'm like, you just got to go to sleep.
Yeah. Personally, I smoke a lot of cigarettes to keep that raspiness, I try to get
really
a cold.
Good for your voice. I try to get a cold
or flu as often as possible, so I get that real kind of that.
Let me guess, that oakiness. That
yes, dude. Yeah. That oakiness. Damn. All right. Well, listen, Joanna,
let's hit it with five rapid fires.
Rapid fire? Do you have time, Joanna?
Of course. I absolutely do.
Okay. I don't have anything written.
I don't
down,
either,
Mark.
But let's just
spit. Shit. All right.
Like we're gonna freestyle here.
All right. So
give her the concept of rapid.
So basically, what we do is we just throw a word out, a random word, and you give us your first whatever comes to mind. Right? It could be a quick answer, long answer, whatever comes in your head. Whenever we say a word is what you put out there, and we're not gonna set you up for failure. We're gonna set you up for success. All right. It's gonna be a good little.
I trust you.
Damn, I appreciate that. Listen, we already trust each other. That's huge. Reggae 360 is here for you, Joanna. Anything you need, anything Sun Dub needs, we love it. We respect it. And on that note, we're going to jump into rapid fire. Mark, go.
Harmony.
Berklee College of Music. I had to take like yes. three harmony classes.
Nice. Boston, represent.
We're doing counterpoint and learning about changes and stuff like that. So definitely Berklee College of Music. Shout out,
Berklee. You're talking to some Boston boys here, so.
You're a Boston boy?
Yes.
I feel like you're a Manchester boy.
Right now we're sitting in Manchester.
Oh, that's true.
Yes,
right.
This is true. Our office is in Manchester.
I love Boston. I got a lot of family in Boston. Yeah. And I lived in Jamaica Plain for 4 years I lived there. And
yes!
I have such a
JP.
Special place in my heart.
She's got JP.
That's like my favorite place in the world right now. Then Cambridge. Yeah. I love Cambridge.
Yeah, Cambridge is nice.
Shit, I just got to think of a word. Is that how it works, Mark?
You know how this works.
All right.
19 weeks into it. Come on.
Patriots.
Oh.
Patriots.
That was not good.
I don't really know anything about football, so.
Well, it's a football team, though, so that's a start.
Yeah, I know it's a football team.
And you must know the quarterback.
I'm not supposed to like them, otherwise my dad will skin me alive.
Actually, guys, I was talking about the Mel Gibson movie, but you know what? That's okay. No big deal. That's all right. Moving on. All right. Mark.
Pleasure.
Ooh, the Brothers Johnson. The song Glide.
The Brothers Johnson. The song Glide. I might have to throw that on. That sounds like a banger.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is the song.
Maybe I'll dim the lights. Maybe I'll put a tablecloth out. Maybe I'll light a candle and just play the Brothers
you're
Johnson.
You're gonna light a candle. You're gonna turn the lights off, and then you're gonna. Rock it off your chair and start dancing. It's like one of the funkiest songs ever written.
Did you say the Brothers Johnson Glide?
So no, there's a band called Pleasure.
Oh, okay.
And the song is called Glide. And the bass player, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Johnson. I think it's the Johnson Brothers. The Brothers Johnson. you already got it. Oh no, I'm totally. I think I was tripping. It's not the Brothers Johnson. They're just contemporaries of the Brothers Johnson. But anyway, Pleasure, the song Glide, check it out.
Okay.
It sounds
deal,
funky.
Deal, deal. Okay, next one. Edibles.
Edibles.
And you can pass. You can say pass.
Hey, man. Eat them.
Eat them. Live your life.
Hey, man.
I got a short story. So I played at a reggae residency when I was at Berkeley up in Alston, actually Brighton, at a place called Brighton. Devlin's, which is a Irish bar. I don't know if it's still open.
Yes.
With a previous band that I was in called Hub Dub, not to be confused with Sundub, but someone gave me a piece of weed chocolate.
Uh-oh.
Before like one of my very first gigs, and at that point I didn't really know the repertoire that they were playing. I was like going up and like completely freestyling, kind of like this, and someone gave me a piece of chocolate. I didn't know how much it was. I ate it. I will never forget the feeling of like just the blank slate of my mind. I was supposed to be coming up with, you know, rhymes and words and lyrics, like, you know, off the cuff, which is something that I've gotten better at over the years. But at that point, I was really just starting out. Man, edibles really rocked my world that night. I was like, sorry, guys. I don't know. I don't know what singing is.
Oh, my God. You, like, got on stage and singing? Said that.
I was fucking dying.
Yeah, how am I supposed to do this? Do I normally do this? I don't know how I normally do this.
Oh, man.
Well, quick story. One night, Mark and I went out. We had a couple of drinks. We had a few drinks, and the night ended, you know. I my goal was to crash on the couch, so because I don't drink and drive by principle. And we got back to Mark's place afterwards, and he had some popcorn laying out. And I'm like, oh, I'm drunk. I just can't wait to just crush this popcorn. I was like, damn, there's a lot of butter on this popcorn.
Oh, my God.
It turns out.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't regular butter. It was a special butter.
Oh, you were toe up from the flow up.
Man, I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning after passing out for like 30 minutes. And yes, I was sir. Lying, dude. I think I played video games.
You did. You woke up and you played video games at like 3 a.m.
So edibles. Anyways, hey,
wow.
Eat them. That's
hey, eat them.
Hey, eat them.
You know, make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Yeah,
just don't be performing in front of other people. I think that's exactly, probably said that.
Exactly.
Well, hey, listen. In the spirit of eating, my question was going to be, and I ask every guest this pretty much.
In the spirit
but,
of eating,
yes. Snack. Like, what's your favorite snack? Like, what do you love? Tour snacks, road
snacks.
Big time
snack podcast.
My favorite snack? You know, I'm not really much of a snacker.
Yeah, but you, all right, favorite food, snack?
I love eating. I love cooking.
You like cooking? What do you like to cook?
Picking a favorite is a tough one.
What do you like to cook?
What do I like to cook? Oof, so
do you have
many
a certain
things?
Style? Do you have a certain style, like, from growing up, from your childhood or something like that? Maybe you learn a certain style of cooking?
Well, where I grew up, there was, I mean, you know, a lot of fresh food. I was really, really blessed to, like, grow up in a community that really values farming and sustainability. So I grew up eating a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, which is definitely something that is still 100% incorporated into my everyday. Honestly, what I mostly eat are like huge salads and mixing bowls.
Yes.
But recently I've been my boyfriend is Puerto Rican, and so we've been trying out some traditional Puerto Rican dishes. Like, we make some mofongo at home.
Mofongo.
Making tostones. We like to make pesto. Put pesto on everything.
I put pesto on everything, too.
Have you ever been to Vejigantes in Boston?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's a Puerto Rican restaurant. It is fire.
Yeah.
Anyways, I like mofongo.
It's fun to make, too, if you're ever interested in a little project.
Yes. Yeah, you got to shoot me that recipe for sure.
You got it.
Mark, your word was snacks?
I love snacks. I love snacks. I like asking people what their favorite snacks are. Okay. It's fun. Right, it's enough, a fun question, enough. JB.
I think to answer your question more directly, salt and vinegar chips.
Ah, there it is. Love salt and vinegar chips. I just finished a bag of Utz the other day.
Nice.
Dude, this is great podcasting content right now. People are on the edge of their seats. Dude.
We're getting to know each other. JB, I know you got a question. One more at least. That's it. One more. JB, one more rapid fire for the people.
Joanna. Not to be confused with Joanna, which is the movie or Joanna.
Joanna.
Joanna. It's somewhere in between. I've learned this.
Yeah, somewhere in between.
I'm not
whatever
a
you want.
Whatever you want. Okay.
Just eat them.
Just eat them. We got to make t-shirts with that on it.
That's a new shirt.
Oh, I love that answer.
Just eat them.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I just picked up all the Sundub shirts. So go check out sundubmusic.com and get your own.
Sundubmusic.com.
And use promo code Reggae360 to get 99% off. Just kidding. Support your bands. Get your new merch.
I bet your merch is fire. I bet oh my God. Just the concept of Sundub being this like collaboration of these unique styles. You said something about Zimbabwe music earlier. That's still in my head. Like you're just like I picture a crock pot and you're just throwing in different spices, different ingredients, putting some braised pork in there, maybe some candied
little
Tom Brady sprinkle on top, just everything in there. Like, and I can't wait. I can't wait until dinner time, which speaking of that, dinner time is
ding dong
this Friday. June 14th. Is that right?
June 13th.
June 13th.
Thursday.
13th is Thursday. Out tonight at midnight.
Yeah, dude. Like in a few hours.
A day early, man. Bless the people. I love it. Okay.
Bless the people.
Okay. So we're going to be jamming that tonight. I'm going to stay up, eat some popcorn at Mark's house, and you know,
maybe some avocado.
See, you know what you're getting yourself into. That's cool.
I love it.
Well, he doesn't know anything yet.
Whoa, buddy. We're going to make some mofongo and we're going to jam out. I can't wait. Well, listen, this has been fun. This has been a good episode. I feel like at first we didn't really know what we were getting into, and then we started getting to know each other, and they were like, oh, you know what? I like this vibe. Man, Reggae 360, Sundub, it's meant to be. We're in the building. Yes.
We got you, Sundub. We got you, Joanna. Your new album.
We're looking
forward to putting a little
last rapid fire word.
A little something up on the website, on socials, promoting you guys. Maybe JB does his little signature album reviews. Who knows?
Ooh. I want to hear what you think.
Yeah, I'll drop a little freestyle, 16 bars, maybe. You know, I don't know.
But you were saying, JB, what was
last rapid fire word, Reggae 360.
Trust.
That's sweet.
Good vibes, guys. You guys have
Miss
been
Teeters.
You know, I'm really glad you found us. We're trying to be loud. We're trying to be loud on the internet. We're trying to, you know, trying to get out to the people that love the music, and I'm so glad that you guys, you know, contacted us and opened this up, because it'll be a long lasting relationship. That's what I love.
Hell yeah.
Good answer.
I like it. Well, listen, go to CVS, get some Vicks Vapor Rub. You know, do your thing. Take care of that voice. We need it. It's a golden voice. It's a national treasure. And I can't wait.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to listen to it at midnight tonight. By the time the people hear this, the album will be out. If you haven't downloaded it, go download it. If you don't follow him on Instagram, follow him on Instagram.
Burden of Love.
Get some merch. Get the recipe from a Mofongo. Do your edibles. Hey, just eat them. All that. Love it. Joanna, you are an absolute treasure. You're a gem. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. And
the pleasure is all mine. JB, Mark, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Bless up. Sundub, everybody. Peace.
Peace.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Peace out.
That strikes without warning, branded in your heart. And when it's real, no denying that it's possible. And all of the doubts you held on to will start to fall away. But when you love
love someone and you don't see their face. That's the burden of love.
Bro, that was a fire interview. And let's go ahead and clear the air, all right? I'm not sitting here with Mark, okay? Guess what, people? This is, you know, it's a little podcast magic here. We recorded the interview one day, and we're doing the second half the other day, all right? So stop hitting me up in my DMs and say, why the fuck was Mark not on the second half? We're here with somebody even more special. Ev Yarmo, dude. What up, Ev? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good today. Today's a wonderful day.
Dude, you had the privilege of listening to that interview with Joanna from Sundub. Excuse me, Joanna from Sundub. All right, we're not watching Joanna Man here. Although I wish we were. That'd be kind of fun. I would definitely like to do that. Actually, you know what? Evan, pull up Joanna Man outtakes on YouTube and let's watch that for 5 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let's just press pause on this podcast. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what? Actually, man, fuck that. Let's not do that. You know what we should do? We should tell the people what they're going to get in the second half of the podcast. Just let them know, because otherwise they're just listening to two people fucking ramble with no guidance, with no nothing. And even though they would gladly do that because, Evan, we are so fucking entertaining and fun to listen to. Just kidding. We're really not, actually. But some people like us. So long story short, what are you going to get in the second half? We're going to go through and play the music that we missed last Friday and the Friday before, because guess what? We didn't drop an episode last week. We had an episode with our boy Tim. We took a week off. Things happen, man. People get new jobs. People, you know, get promoted. People have kids. People have all kinds of things that happen in their lives. And you know what? Sometimes it's hard to coordinate everything. And sometimes we like to take a little bit of time off to get our shit right, to get our shit proper. But guess what? We are going to be dropping some banger episodes moving forward. So get ready. Strap up. You know?
JB, I think you got to tell the people what to expect next. What are we doing here?
All right.
You got a little off track there.
All right. Sometimes I do that, man. I'm a big off track guy. I like to go off-road racing sometimes with my mind. Sometimes it happens.
You're off the rails.
Dude, I'm off the rails, off the train tracks, through the roots. I'm an educated fool.
But speaking of tracks.
Ooh, yes. We are going to go through all of the songs and albums, give a quick take, give a little bit of a review, just play a little snippet just to get your palette wet, just to get you know, just to let you know what that taste is like. All right, and then we're gonna tell you what we thought, how we digested that art. Okay, and then if you want, you can tell us what you thought. Hit the comments on Instagram, hit the comments on Facebook, slide into my DMs, girl, you know, whatever you're trying to do, let me know what you thought. But after we go through that music, we're gonna go through a quick rundown of news and noteworthy items from the reggae rock world. If we missed anything, if we missed any music, let us know. Talk to us. We talk back. I see you peeking. I don't hear you speaking. Let's go, baby. Let's do it, Ev. Are you ready?
Ready, willing, prepared.
That's a fucking, dude, that's the type of attitude I like. Just so everybody knows, Evan Yarmo is a fucking alpha male. Don't be shy. I'm not making you uncomfortable, man. I'm telling, just letting everyone know.
Well, everyone's always called me a beta cuck my whole life.
Oh, woo, dude.
So
dude,
it's the first time someone said that. And, you know, I've got to be honest. I don't know if I like it. Listen, it feels like a lot of pressure being the alpha in the room now.
Listen, we don't allow toxic language on this podcast. I was trying to give you a compliment. And you know what, dude? Yeah, Evan Yarmo, big alpha. Speaking of alpha and omega and the fucking new sound and the upcoming dopest thing in the reggae rock world, check this out, people. That's Educated Fools Lost Hours. These boys are straight out of Maryland. Dope single. They dropped it the other Friday. If you haven't heard it, go download it right now. Follow these boys, Educated Fools. They are up next. They got a unique sound. This song represents some of their most polished work. It's a fire track. It's full-bodied. It's rich. It's just a dope compilation of sounds and a blend of music that I just love, man. I love the way that they mix the rapping, which you heard, and the singing, which comes a little bit later. And it's a great message. It's wise words, man. It's a complete track. And it's just dope how they change up tempos. I love that. It keeps the song interesting, man. All in all, it's just a banger. I don't know, Ev, what was your takeaway?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. You know, once the tempo goes up a little later in the song, it almost sounds like it'd be on like the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 soundtrack. It's got that punky grit to it. But then it goes back to the smooth reggae hip hop vibe.
Dude, Tony Hawk. Damn, you just brought me back to my childhood, man. I used to do the fucking 1080s back to back to back. Man, I used to skate in the rafters on the UFO and all kinds of shit. Man, I used to do handstands in the fucking fishbowl. Damn, I was a beast, dude. Who was your favorite skater in that game? Who'd you fuck with?
Maybe like the when you can unlock the Activision eyeball to skate with.
Yeah. Or you can skate with the fucking alien. Dude, I was a big Bob Burnquist guy. That was my guy, dude. But anyways, man, that was Educated Fools, 10 out of 10. Can't wait to see what their new music is like. I hope one day the stars align and I get to see these boys play live. If you're in the Baltimore, Maryland area, check them out. You've probably already been to a show. Man, I'm jealous. I'm jealous of you. Speaking of jealousy and relationships, and sex, so and love. Whew.
But I just can't cheat, no. That you weren't the cat, the girl I maybe thought I knew, but now I'm next to you, just trying to make some sense of this coincidence in which I'm falling. I need to wind up in the parking lot, in the back seat with a mixed.
People, I'm so sorry. I'm only gonna play that much. I know you wanted that to just keep going because it was so nice. That was Pepper with their single that they're dropping for their upcoming album. The title is Candy. Ev, you and I know, dude, I'm a Pepper guy.
You're a Pepper guy.
You know that, dude. You know I am the biggest Pepper guy.
Sometimes a little salty. Sometimes you're a Pepper guy, you know?
You know what, dude? Don't even dare.
You're the pepper to my salt.
I appreciate that, but we can't disrespect Pepper, man. These guys are legends, dude. I can't get enough Pepper. Evan, I wish I could wake up in the morning and take some pepper. In fact, fuck it. I'm going to do this. Take some pepper, okay? Put it in a blender, okay? Put some kale, okay? Some roughage, maybe some protein, some vegan protein, some ice cubes, maybe some almond milk, okay? Maybe a lemon, maybe some celery, dude. But as long as I got a fucking shitload of pepper in there, man, I'll blend that shit up, drink it in the morning. And you know what? Maybe I'll do some burpees, dude. I'll do some CrossFit. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm listening to Pepper, dude. I love in that song that he says that they were drinking 40 ounces of red, red wine. That's a lot of wine, dude.
That's a lot of wine.
And Pepper knows wine. They have their own wine. They've released their own line of wine.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, dude. Pepper wine, I promise you, my goal right now in life is to sip on some pepper wine. But they just said that they were sipping on 40 ounces of it. That's those guys know how to party, dude. And that song, man, it's a mellow vibe. It's smooth. It reminds me of that song, Sex and Candy. You know what I'm talking about? How does that go? Sing it for the people. I smell sex and candy.
I smell sex and candy. No, it's after something.
Yes. Dude, Evan's a fucking musician, obviously. He's a very talented vocalist. He's a linguist, a cunning linguist. In that song, they talk about car sex. Okay? Evan, where's the weirdest place you ever had sex? I just kidding. Don't answer that. But he does drop some lines like touching your tattoo and going to a hotel room. And listen, this is a warning. It's a public service announcement. Okay, be careful where you listen to this song, Don't listen to it in a public place. You might get a little hot and bothered. You might get a little rowdy, a little riled up. You might find yourself on the back of a cop car talking about all you were doing was listening to some Pepper. You might get pepper sprayed, okay? And don't be within 500 yards of a school, okay? Then you're really asking for it. But anyways, Pepper, I mean, I can't wait for that album. Everything Pepper does is fire. This new song is fire. Check it out, man. They dropped some other singles, man. It's just, it's all building up to this album. This album's going to be epic. Speaking of epic albums, Yvonne.
Watch the petals from the flowers.
Ooh, that's a familiar voice.
Curling leaves as the dark.
It's a beautiful voice.
Clouds are covering the sun rays.
Sexy voice.
Winds start blowing and they're carrying dust.
That's a dope vibe.
Every year this time, there's no warning, no alarm will chime. To us visitors, it still is puzzling why. We're here just a speck on the timeline. Universe, just a word we can...
Evan, we're here just a speck on the timeline. That was Sun Dub. You just heard an interview from Joanna, okay? Excuse me, Joanna. Sun Dub. Everything you need to know about Sun Dub, you heard in that interview. Okay? She's got an amazing voice. They've got an amazing vibe. They're doing big things. They're representing for New York. They're a new flavor in this game. They're a breath of fresh air. There's something new. There's something interesting about what they're doing, and I'm all for it. And if you have a pulse, okay? If your heart is beating in your chest, go right now, stream Sun Dub, bang that, turn it up, turn it all the way up, and listen to the whole goddamn thing because it's a pretty dope album. Fire. Anything to add, Evan? I know you weren't there for the interview, man. I know you missed it because you had big boss moves to make. At least that's what you told us. You motherfucker.
I mean, I don't want to ruin anything for the people. You know, they just dropped a whole album. Just go cop the album. Take a listen. It's
simple
that easy.
As that.
Just
go get the goddamn album. You need it. If you don't get it, Evan's going to show up at your house dressed in all black. And he's going to strongly encourage you to download it. So to avoid that, just go ahead and get it. All right, people, we don't want that.
I'm very persistent.
Problems. Dan, don't threaten our listeners, Evan. Shit. Gangster ass Alpha Evan over here threatening the listeners. It's all love. It's a reggae rock podcast. We love everybody. Man, don't spread those bad vibes. Speaking of good vibes, speaking of the best vibes. And that, my beautiful people, is The Movement. Okay? They dropped the album, Ways of the World, recently. If you have not downloaded that album, you need to. The Movement are one of the most talented bands in the reggae rock genre. They are respected by everybody. They are the heavy hitters, and they just dropped a jewel on us. They just dropped some new art. I tell you what, when I listened to this album, I remember I was driving around. It was the middle of the day. The sun started shining brighter. Okay, I got this like wave of positive energy that just overtook me. I felt like I just knew everything was going to be all right in that moment. It was weird. It was a surreal experience. It was an out-of-body experience. Maybe it was life-changing. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, this album is perfect. In my opinion, my humble-ass opinion, I thought it was perfect. And I feel like it shows their growth, their development. It shows you exactly who The Movement are, why people love The Movement. The Movement can only just get bigger and bigger and bigger, man. I love those guys. I remember I saw them at a little tiny venue in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and I was right in front of the microphone just jamming out, dude. I fucking absorbed their vibes that night, something special. If you have the opportunity to check out the movement, which I got an upcoming tour, man, you better do that right there. Anyways, there was another dope album that dropped. Another must buy. Sundub, The Movement, and Tropadelic. Just progress here in the Heights. It's all part of the process. It's not about who does the most, it's who holds on the longest. In a way, in a way, in a way, in a way, you can prepare. Every day's a new challenge and a new load to bear. In a way, these setbacks only help you understand. So don't despair. It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible. It's not impossible. Damn, that was a track, Impossible, off that new album. Okay. It's got Bumpin' Uglies on that song. Here in the Heights, dope album, man. Tropadelic is such a special band. They put on such a crazy live performance. They're so unique. They're so original. This album was, again, flawless. Loved it. It's a fucking dude. It's a cornucopia of dope sounds. Okay, it's a musical charcuterie board of flavors and elements. Okay, it's a goddamn smorgasbord of fire energy and musical greatness. Okay, it's just a piece of art. And Tropadelic is amazing. Matt Rose is amazing. All the dudes in the band are great people. They're living the dream. They've touched so many people with their music. They're doing it their own way. And you can play this album in any situation. Evan, what's the weirdest situation you could see yourself playing this album in?
Probably while falling into a volcano while getting a henna tattoo of some sort of soggy carrot on my backside.
Dude. And this album would actually fit perfect in that scenario.
It would, because, you know, that song in particular was like a motivational speech spread over the course of just a few minutes. I mean, you could do anything. You know, it's not impossible. You know, every day you've done more. You've come from a place. And, you know, it's great. So if I were falling into a volcano, I'd think, hey, maybe I won't fall directly into the volcano and die.
Also, I think it would be really good for the tattoo artist as well, the person that was actually right. Giving, like, I think they would enjoy it as well. So just all around... awesome scenario, dude. And a great soundtrack for that. On point. Whoever says we don't give the best fucking reviews, critiques of albums and songs in the industry, you're fucking out of your mind. Speaking of being out of my goddamn mind, the Dirty Heads, Super Moon.
As a needle point, my point is I don't need a reason, fucking Brucey Roy. So get the hell out of my dojo if you don't know that I'm loco. I'm stepping on these Beatles with my baby Yoko. Oh no, it's moving day. Y'all are fucking nuts and I'm the crew to take. I'ma smoke you out until I hear you saying Kumite. I just need some peace, I think I'll go and grab my Callaways.
By get the way, fuck out of my dojo if you don't know I'm loco. Okay?
Okay.
Dude, you know the scenario I picture listening to this song that just fits perfectly, man? I picture myself in Italy, okay, drinking red wine. I've got a glass of red wine in my hand, a decanter of red wine in my hand, and I'm drunk, okay? Not shit-faced, just drunk, okay? And I'm walking down some sort of like a 20th century paved brick walkway right next to like a canal. It's nighttime, it's dark, and I'm smoking a joint with the other hand. I've got my jeans rolled up at the bottom a little bit. You know, I've got some sort of a striped shirt on. Some hat, some head apparatus, okay? Maybe I got a full mustache. And I'm just banging this song, just feeling myself. Just by myself, fuck everybody else, jamming Super Moon, looking at the moon in Italy. Just loving life. This is a fucking banger. I love it. This is a great high energy song, as you can tell from my scenario, my picture that I just painted for you. I mean, it's no, it doesn't touch your, you know, your scenario of falling down into a volcano, but that's how it made me feel. All right. You don't take that from me, Evan.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to alpha your review there. I'm new to this alpha thing, as mentioned, but man, that song was like Coliseum music, you know? I mean, it was a real deal. I mean, you got them like football game style horns. I don't know. I feel like that might diminish how big and powerful the horn section was in that. I hope it doesn't, but I thought there was definitely a lot of raw emotion of the instrumentation and then just that actual hip hop vocalist. There was just some real raw bars there.
Bars. You're right, dude. It was well put together, you know? Like a nice Sunday outfit. Just buttoned up, well put together. No sin. I want you to live your life. Ooh. I want you to stay. But if you leave, better believe me when I say, whatever it is you want, I hope you find it. I hope you find it out there, cause it ain't here, babe. I think that's clear, babe. And all that I want for you to find it. Damn, dude. Whatever you want, I hope you find it out there. That's Sons of Zion. Come home. Sons of Zion, I'm new to them. I'll be honest. I'm new to Sons of Zion, but I'm so glad I discovered them, okay? Because that song's a banger. That's the type of song that you play, I don't know, if you're in a rocky up and down relationship, maybe you play that with your significant other in the car, turn it up just a little bit more just to let them know you're not playing. All right. If they take you for granted, you're gone. You might play that song while you're, I don't know, at your apartment, maybe painting a wall. Okay. You know, joking aside, this is very, very polished music. It's the type of music that they might look at somebody else and say, you know what, just chill, leave it to the professionals. Okay, it's professional music. I love the vibe, I love the energy. The sound is mature. It is mature. That's also one of Evan's favorite genres. Fun fact, it's feel good music. It's music that makes you feel good, the energy of it. Yeah, he's talking about breaking up with this girl, but trust me, sometimes that needs to happen. Evan, you know about that. What's the toughest breakup you've ever had? Let's talk about it.
Oh, man. There was this one time I wanted to pet a dog, and it just walked right away from me. It was yesterday. It was.
Yeah, that makes me think you're a bad person.
Well, that dog apparently thought I did. Maybe it was right.
What did you do to make that dog not like you, man? That's a real question. Let's get to the bottom of
that. Man, maybe I had negative vibes about me, and he just could sense it. And he's like, nah, I ain't about this.
You know what it was, dude? You're the alpha.
Oh, that's true.
He
probably
sensed that and he got a little nervous.
Right.
He cowered.
Right.
Damn, dude, you alpha the dog yesterday, dude. That's what's up. My guy, dude. What'd you think of that song, Sons of Zion?
So for those of you that don't know, John and I write notes about the songs before we talk about them.
Dude,
and
don't give him our fucking recipe, dude.
Okay, well, secretly, I wrote very similar things about the song, so I'm just going to take a step back on this one. Sorry, folks.
So basically what you're saying is I said it so good you couldn't say it any different way, because you know what? If you say it once, you don't need to say it twice.
Sometimes twice is nice, but I'd rather put it on ice.
Well, guess what, man? I'm so good at sales, I could sell an Eskimo ice and do it twice, and at the second time, I could raise the price.
Yeah, we shouldn't do music. We should just play another song, because we're not good. Sorry.
Dude, people love this part right here, where we just say nonsensical things.
If any high-level record execs want to sign us that are listening,
we cut the checks. Built a fortress. Send that fettuccine Alfredo, baby. Around
my hopelessness and pain on the porch, I sit all day, watch time slip away. I've been aiming my shotgun right at the planes. They fly above me, reminding me that I could get away. Book a ticket, maybe I could kick it somewhere nice, beer on ice, man. But that ain't realistic. Yeah, that's just hocus pocus. I think that I should.
Ooh, that was something rare and unique and different. was something different. Okay. Cisco Adler dropped Hippie Land. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a hippie. There's a little bit of hippie in everybody. Having a little bit of hippie in you, dude? Is there a little bit of hippie in you, Evan? That's a fucking question, dude. Stop laughing and answer the goddamn question. Is there a little bit of hippie in you, dude? Come on. Answer the question, dude. You leave me hanging here, dude.
I apologize. Sometimes we all got a little hippie in us. You know, I've had a little hippie in me once or twice.
Fun fact, Cisco is the best networking hardware in the game. Fuck HP. Anyways, this song, man, is definitely not reggae, but Jesus, man, this music is fire. It's soul music. It's music for your soul. I know you heard that. I took an extra breath before I said that. It's soul music. It's music to drink whiskey to. It's a unique sound. It's a little bit of bluegrass, a little bit of reggae, a little bit of everything just mixed into a pot and cooked up, man. Put a little salt on it and eat that shit, man, because this song's fire. That album is fire. The sound's unique. That's road trip music. Cisco Adler. Bang that and thank me later. Speaking of banging that. Third Coast Roots featuring Nick Safakis from Ayaterra. Okay. Third Coast Roots. I love everything Third Coast Roots does. I see their grind paying off. They are putting the work in, doing all of the right things to be catapulted into the next level of consciousness and stardom in the reggae rock world. I see them scaling up. They're such a cool band. They're just doing it right. And this song, man, it reminds us why we're all here, where this music came from. It came from reggae music. It came from Ja music. When Bradley Noel, as a little kid, went to Jamaica and was influenced by reggae, bada boom, bada bing, here we are. Okay? You can't listen to this song without bopping. Evan, you're bopping right now. You're going to bop a little bit.
I'm bopping right this moment.
Dude, Jayden killed this. When his voice gets deeper and he sounds like fucking Mad Lion, I was like, booyakasha. There's a lot of elements in this song. Marissa, she kills it. The dynamic duo of vocals of Jayden and Marissa. Oh my God, man, I am here for that. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, baby. You got to eat it up. That was Evan slurping his spaghetti. Evan, what'd you think, man?
Yeah, man, I just love a nice dubby sound, you know. I love that big bass, that just absolute jammer vibe that just, you know, gets you going.
Yeah, dude. Like a monster energy drink of reggae music.
Yeah, I would punch drywall to that song.
Dude, I would punch a ticket to the Hall of Fame to that song. What else would you punch to that song? Punch myself in the head. Because that's how good it makes me feel. Ah! Man, it's a shame that I can only play a little bit of that song because that song develops over time. You hear Fluid Foundation, then you hear, okay, Kyle from Slightly Stupid, then you hear Marlon Asher, Okay, the whole theme of that song is made in California. Some wonderful things are made in California. Reggae rock music is made in California. I was made in California. I was born in California. Fun fact. Okay. Weed is legal in California. There are some beautiful women in California. Okay. Anthony Davis just decided to move to California. And Fluid Foundation, man, they kill it. They're fired. They're up next. Slightly Stupid's fucking with them. Marla Nasher is fucking with them. And when I play this song, I'm on a beach. I'm on a beach looking up at the sky. Where are you, Evan?
Yeah, I'm on the beach looking up at this guy, too.
at this guy or at the sky? I said the sky.
I thought you said the sky. Yeah.
No. I'm looking up at the sky. But in your scenario, you're looking up at a guy. That's this weird. Guy?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just chilling on the beach listening to this sick-ass music, and this dude just walks up to me and wants to look at me, just stand above me. That makes me uncomfortable. But then I realize he is from Slightly Stupid, and he's fucking sick, and he's giving me these sweet-ass jabs, and I appreciate it.
So in this scenario, Kyle from Slightly Stupid is standing over you at the beach, even though we've already established you're the alpha, and you're just flooded with, like, you know, feelings of gratitude towards him for providing great music, including this song. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Dope. I like it.
Look at the stare you're giving. It's making me antsy. Once the curtain closes, put my hands where they can't see. Posting the camera.
Can we just get something straight? This just popped into my head. During that interview with Joanna from Sundub, I referenced, okay, that she got a shout out from Ebony Magazine. Anyone knows what Ebony Magazine is, okay? It is very unlikely that Joanna got a shout out from Ebony Magazine. However, she posted an Instagram about how other people that she does music with did get recognition from Ebony Magazine, and I misread the Instagram post, and therefore, I said that on the podcast. It was funny. Get over it, okay? Sometimes I get my research wrong. I know. I'm rarely wrong. But this time I was. Hand up. Sorry, Ebony Magazine.
She said, put your hands on my body. They can go wherever they want. No restrictions inside.
Through the Roots. Start the clock, man. This is some smooth player shit. It's that laid back, diamond in the back, suede cowboy boots, Pope pimping slick Rick Bumaclot music. Evan, you could listen to this song in a convertible while you're driving through the rain. And not one raindrop will touch you the whole time. You'll stay dry and smooth. The whole time, just from playing this song. Okay. Imagine that. Honestly, so the album that Through the Roots came out with, I thought was, it exceeded my expectations. Arrival. I played it 2 days in a row, just nonstop. I was at the beach playing it. I loved it. I loved Through the Roots. This album is essential, man. There are four albums that we talked about on this podcast that you need to get. Through the Roots, Arrival, Tropodelic, The Movement, and Sundub. I can't even talk. I got so much positive energy radiating through my body. Okay? But Through the Roots, check it out. Get that song. Smooth player shit. They got all kinds of different songs on that album. A lot of, like, real relationship type music you might feel, you know, if you're inclined to that kind of thing. Evan, any thoughts on Through the Roots, man?
I mean, that song in particular, it sounds equally good in the board rock or the bedroom. You know, I mean, it's absolutely just got that smooth vibe to it.
Did you say the board rock?
Yeah, I meant to say boardwalk.
Did you mean to say boardroom?
I think your positive energy is just coming into me, and now I'm getting overwhelmed.
Through the Roots, the boardroom to the bedroom, a freak in the sheets, a lady in the streets. Okay. Last song. I know we got a lot of music to cover, man. This song is dope. These dudes are dope. Couldn't think of a better way
waiting for the day to wind up, go. Hit the road and just roll to the watering hole. Most people are stopping to go. We rock steady, get flow. While puffing heavenly throw. Always ready for both, so come and call me. Guanabanas, marijuana, calaveras, down in Florida. Bandidos with no manners. Swimming tanners, swim me on them. Understand the world is panicking. Always sick, but never mind me.
Como niño, that's fine.
People, you are on alert. Homegrown Rebellion is here, and they want a little chunk of your consciousness. In return, they will give you some amazing music. Okay, this is Homegrown Rebellion with their song Swimming. This song slaps. It's a slapper. It goes. It's a hitter. It's that hitter. Okay, this is how you integrate rap into reggae music. I want to float down a fucking river to this song. It's a summer jam. This song makes me want to indulge in vices. I love water. I love swimming. I might open my pool to this song. That's enough music, people. That's enough music. Homegrown Rebellion, Through the Roots, Fluid Foundation, Third Coast Roots, Cisco Adler, Sons of Zion, Dirty Heads, Tropadelic, The Movement, Sundub, Educated Fools, Pepper. Go fucking listen to all that shit and tell me what you think. Tell me, was I right? Was I wrong? Was Evan wrong? He probably was. That's all right. Evan, let's jump through the news. We'll just bang through it. A couple of big things happened. Weekend at Wolfie's, Bumpin' Uglies. Okay, Pennsylvania, they had a little camping get-together, a three-day music festival. Arctic Empire killed it. Vanilia was there. Tropadelic was there. Bumpin' Uglies played time and time again. They had other bands from different genres there. I wanted to go so bad, it didn't work out due to extenuating circumstances. Okay, but all accounts, that was such a dope festival. Bumpin' Uglies killed it. It was a massive success. Next year, hopefully they do it even bigger. Weekend at Wolfie's killed it.
And that was the first time they ever put that on.
Yeah,
and it was,
first ever.
It was great.
Yeah, dude, massive success. So whatever fucking Brandon Hardesty is doing, man, he's doing it right. And it's not just him. He'll be the first one to tell you that. It's the people around him. It's the band. It's everybody, man. So shouts out to Bumpin' Uglies and Weekend at Wolfie's. Also, Levitate was a massive success. Okay, they were kind of at the same time, so you had to pick one or the other. But if you're on the East Coast, if you went to one, you were happy. Okay, because they crushed it as well. Speaking of being on the East Coast and music, we got Rock the Range coming up. That's Roots of Creation, The Elevators, Organically Good Trio, Vanilia, and Brother Seamus. And it's in New Hampshire. Okay, I lived in New Hampshire. If you're in New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware, Massachusetts, okay, even if you're in fucking New York, come on up. Okay, New Hampshire, Rock the Range, Roots of Creation. Check out the Instagram for more details. Okay. What do we have coming up? Cass Haley is dropping a new album. That's coming up. Stick Figure is dropping a new single next Friday, Summertime, featuring Citizen Cope. That's going to be a banger collaboration. Cashed Out, they've got an album coming out in 2 months, on the 9th. Okay, in 2 months. The album, Undercover, they are giving away a bike, a sick lowrider bike with a big weed leaf on it. Go to Cashed Out's Instagram. You'll see it. It's a fucking fire bike. It's the kind of bike you'd see Snoop Dogg driving around in. And someone's going to win that thing. Why not you? Go right now, Cashed Out. Check it out. Find out the details and get ready for that album, because that album's coming for that ass, boy. Ayaterra, album coming July 26th, coming to light. Can't wait. You heard them on the Third Coast Roots song, or at least Nick. Ayaterra is an insanely talented band. I can't wait to hear what they have in store for us. Innovision, a previous podcast guest. Okay, he's on tour right now through Texas. He's going to hit all the spots in Florida. He's even going to play in Las Vegas. Check out Innovision. Next Friday, Shane Hall of Law Records is dropping an EP, River. Cannot wait. Shane Hall is a name you'll hear more and more and more and more of, because he is down with Law Records, just like Through the Roots. They will fucking pump this dude until he is famous. and I am here for it, and I am here for this EP on Friday, Shane Hall. Also, Signal Fire Roots is dropping a song featuring Jackson Weatherby on June 26th. Okay, if you know anything about Jackson Weatherby, you know he is the lead singer of The Elevators, and he has a magical voice. And that collaboration is going to be dope. That's all the news I had, Evan. I got no more fucking news. That's 2 weeks worth of news. And I barely probably scratched the surface of what's really going on in the world. But at least you got something. You got some water cooler talk. Okay? You got some talk for your friends. Evan, care to add? You can say no.
No.
Okay, fair enough. No. You know what?
No means no.
That's why, dude, that's why you're a podcast superstar. That's why you're an alpha male. You're an endomorph. You're a freaking microdosing champ. You are the god of the fucking protein, boys. Thank you for joining.
You're welcome. But now everyone knows I'm an endomorph, so I've got to deal with that when I go home. You know what I mean?
I didn't mean to out you, dude. I didn't mean to let the cat out of the bag, dude. Fuck, man. Sometimes I have a tendency to do that, man. I gotta work on that.
But I think we got one more thing to talk about today, JB.
Is it the PTOTW?
Yes.
The positive thought of the week is making a return, and mainly because Mark's not here to put a fucking damper on it and be like, no, I don't want to do the positive thought of the week. I love the positive thought of the week.
Love it.
Evan, you want to go or do you want me to go?
I mean,
you're the alpha. You are the alpha.
I would like to go.
Okay.
All right, go. So me personally, you know, it's the weather's been getting warmer. The rain clouds have been clearing. I mean, literally where we're located, it was rainy for like weeks straight. It was real gloomy. And I'm thankful for the ability to be able to go outside and feel the sun on my skin. That definitely is something that improves my personal quality of life.
That's tight, dude. I feel that in a real way, man. Yeah, the sun is energy, you know, and it's out there, man. Let it radiate. Love it. I got two positive thoughts of the week. I'm look into my eyes. I am the captain of the ship now. I am the alpha. I've got two positive thoughts of the week because we had 2 weeks worth of music. And the first positive thought is just something I wrote down that I was going to say last week, but we didn't do an episode, so I didn't say it. Okay, this is when the Boston Bruins were still playing. And I was trying to figure out what day of the week the game was. So I typed into Google Boston Bruins, except I accidentally typed in Boston Ruins. Okay. And on my screen popped up a park with ruins in it. Like, what the fuck is a ruin? It's like a cave, right? It's like a cave type thing where you can walk in. What's a ruin?
Some sort of destroyed structure, okay. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's some. My point is, now I have this fucking dope thing that I'm going to do. Maybe I'll find a nice little chica to come with me, and we'll go check out the ruins at this fucking park in Boston. And you know what? I could have been mad because I could have been like, damn it, I meant to type Bruins. But guess what? I made a mistake, and now I have a brand new experience in front of me that I'm excited about. I'll tell you guys all about the ruins when I explore them, okay? Because sometimes mistakes happen, but you know what? Sometimes they open doors. They lead you to other places. So don't get fucking angry. If a mistake happens, just trust in the process. Try to look at the bright side and maybe, you know what, it'll turn into something good. That's my first thought. My second thought, sticking with the theme of being an alpha, Evan's obviously a big alpha guy. It's just something I was thinking about. Think about like back in the day with tribes, right? Groups of people that had to band together to survive. Be the leader of your own tribe. Try to embody the qualities of what you would look for in someone who is capable of leading the tribe. Okay, the tribe could be anything. Your family, your group of friends, your work, yourself. Embody that kind of leadership role and look at the noble qualities of what you would want that person to be: strong, intelligent, patient, you know, the list goes on, and try to carve those qualities out in yourself. Try to hold yourself accountable to that role. Think of yourself as that person, as a leader, and follow accordingly. You know, when it's time to work, put that grind in. When it's time to play, shit, grip it and rip it. You can have fun. You can eat shrooms if you're the fucking leader of a tribe, if that's what you're set out to do in that moment. But damn it, Evan, the new motto for the second half of 2019 is no weakness. That's all I got. People, thank you. Thank you so much for letting us do this thing and for joining us on this beautiful day. This episode is in the wrap. What? Is that a real sentence?
This episode is a wrap. It's being wrapped up with a little pretty bow, and we're going to unwrap it later if we can.
Dude, I couldn't say any better myself, Evan. Thank you, people. Love you. Peace.
Yo. Touch it, we are feel legalized. It's food for the people, like crops that the farmer mana grew. Wisdom is the words up from the endless, and it's a rain down upon the seeds that we sow.
Cause when you wake up, you better come quick. This is a journey of minds that can whip one step. So start your dancing, move to your music. We got the face I'm rocking, and you can feel it. Cause when you wake up, you better come quick.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.